Breaking news out of Bethel right now. Thank you for...
Brookfield High School.
Welcome.
Miles of Newtown, Connecticut.
To the 107.
Did you make it to the polls yesterday for the presidential primary? Or better yet, participate in early voting? With a district turnout of about 12.5%, odds are you didn't, and I get it. There was never really any doubt that Trump and Biden would be the nominees, so why make the effort when doing so is unlikely to tip the scale or have any impact on the outcome whatsoever, right? Welcome to the 107, a brand new podcast about, you guessed it, the 107th District of Connecticut. My name is Aaron Zimmer. Look, these freedoms we enjoy were paid for with the lives of Americans who came before us. People literally died. And we owe it to them and our neighbors to participate every time, to set the standard, so that our kids learn this is how it works. We get to choose. And not for nothing, as taxpayers, we're paying for these elections, right? Putting on a primary costs north of $10,000 per town. I mean, if oil changes were provided by your town and paid for with tax dollars, would you ever just skip one? Look, I don't want to belabor the point. You didn't come here for me to belittle you, but let me ask you this. Inconsequential presidential primary aside, and forget about the hyper-polarized political climate we're in, what's one thing that drives people away from this process? Is it the money? What money? Well, the money that candidates ask for over and over and over through emails, texts, calls, social media, TV. It's what it takes to spread their message and drive voter turnout. And maybe it's a stretch, but I worry that in aggregate, it actually drives more people away. I wonder if we lived in a society where everyone turned out for every vote, if we'd actually see the money in politics come down. I don't know. It's a process that I've become acutely familiar with as we've been fundraising for my campaign. And as unpleasant as it surely has been to receive my emails and calls and texts, it's been equally unpleasant for me sending them, but I'm here to tell you that we did it. In just about a week's time, we raised the money needed to qualify for the 107th state representative race. I'm a real candidate now. I am humbled and grateful for your trust in me. Thank you very, very much. And I'm excited to move on to the next phase. So what's next? Well, over the next several months, I'll be working to meet as many people as I can to learn about what's important to you, so I know how I can help in Hartford. We deserve elected leaders who will be accountable to us, who show a commitment to community engagement, and who can show us receipts. This show, The 107, is one of the ways I'll do that. So wherever you're listening, subscribe to the show so you're sure never to miss an episode. I am going to show you what a hard worker I am, that I'm a good listener, and that I care about your well-being and your kids. I'm going to work to protect the environment and our reproductive freedoms and our children's right to go to school without the fear of gun violence. That's what's next. So let's go already.